You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for
He is good. Yes, He is good. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord,
for He is good. Hi, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Wings of Love Women's Ministry encourages women to move forward and grow in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ by growing in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God so they can be healed and restored. We also help women discover and fulfill their God-given purpose so they can minister in their local churches and community.
Spiritual Nuggets of Truth with your host, Minister Carmen A. Booker, on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network.
Hello, and welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Today, the message is entitled, Honor God and He Will Honor You. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in the glass. That's James 1:21-23. God desires His children to be a doer of the word, and not just a hearer. When you hear and don't do, you are not honoring God, and you deceive yourself. The word implant means to set in firmly, fix in the mind. Rooted means firmly established, like the root of a plant that serves as the support and lifeline of the plant. The root of a plant derives water and nutrients from the soil. It is the life support system of the plant. Like the plant, if your human spirit has no life support system, that is, if it's not being nurtured, then it will die. The Word of God is the life support system of the human spirit. You must implant the Word of God in your heart and mind so it can take root in your spirit. You plant the Word of God in your heart and mind by reading, studying, and meditating on the Word of God. This is an ongoing process throughout life. The more you use the RSN method, the more deep-rooted the Word of God will be in you, and the greater the nourishment your spirit will receive. You know, many people claim to obey the Word of God, but their life does not exemplify it, and is depleted from the blessings attached to obeying the Word of God. Their life is full of sickness, disease, financial trouble, and the decomposition of relationships, husband-wife relationships, mother-children, all different kinds. They wonder why they are struggling to pay their rent, mortgage, car note, and other bills. However, once they make a decision and develop diligence in obeying the Word of God, their life turns around for the better. They are experiencing joy and peace in helping others. They have more than enough money to pay their bills. The doers of the Word of God get results. Blessings, miracles, and healings because they honor God. They have gained access to the blessings that God has waiting for them by obeying the Word of God. The hearers only experience lack, hopelessness, and widespread troubles in their lives because they are not honoring God. Let me ask you, do you want to be a hearer only or a doer of the Word of God? If you want to be a doer of the Word of God, then you have to use the four D's. The first D is decision. Make a decision to succeed in life. Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord." Joshua 24:15 says, "And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods whom your fathers served on the other side of the river, are the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." You can't continue to follow the world's standards of living in God's way. The two are diametrically opposed. You must decide which standard you're going to follow. Remember, there is a consequence for every decision that you make. The second is determination. Determination means to make a firm decision to do something. It requires stability of the mind, emotions, and spirit. Once you make a decision to follow Jesus Christ, you will not allow anyone or anything to cause you to turn back and follow the worldly standards of living. You will follow Christ regardless of the cost. Luke 9:2 says, "No man having put his hand to the plow looks back to the things behind is fit for the kingdom of God. God desires for all of his children to move forward." When you plow land, you are constantly taking steps forward. You are focused on forward movement, pressing forward to the next step, never looking back. One step forward automatically leads to the next step if you are determined to go the next step. As you go from one step to the next step, you will constantly grow in knowledge, understanding, and wisdom of the Word of God. Colossians 1:9-14 says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." The third D is discipline. Discipline means self-control. Be still and rest in the Lord. Wait for him and patiently lean yourself upon him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. God will deal with the evil one who seeks to distract, steal, kill, and destroy you. He will execute judgment and righteousness on your behalf. He will see to it that the evil one gets what he deserves. God said, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord." It is essential to exercise self-control in our lives to maintain holiness, sanctification. We can't be guided by our emotions and natural minds. We can't get up and pray and study when we feel like it or go to church when we feel like it. We must die, not give in to our human feelings and desires, and accept and embrace God's ways and desires, which are found in His Word. We must dedicate our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God. This sacrifice is ongoing throughout our lives. We must follow God's will and ways for our lives rather than our own will and ways. We must be guided by God and His Word. Our submission and obedience to His Word will bring about positive change in our lives, spiritually, mentally, and physically. God's Word is our source for change, our tool to effect change in others, and our guide for empowerment and prosperity. Romans 12:1-2 says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, customs and attitudes, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Romans 12:21 says, "Do not let yourself be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Your thoughts dictate your actions and your attitudes." Proverbs 23:7 says, "As a man thinketh and thinketh in his heart, so is he." It is important to align your thoughts with God's thoughts, found in His Word. When you speak positively, passionately, and in the present tense, then this activates the forces of your human spirit to lay hold of the spirit and power of God. Proverbs 12:24 says, "The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful will be put to forced labor." And Deuteronomy 28:1-2 says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come to thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. So it's very important to obey the word of God and develop discipline. The fourth D is diligence. Diligence means consistent. 1 Corinthians 15:15 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile." And Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So you have to be diligent, consistent in seeking the Lord and reading and studying and meditating the word of God and applying it in your life. When you develop the RSN method, you will undoubtedly grow in the knowledge and understanding of the word of God and develop a close relationship with Jesus Christ, and your rewards will be immeasurable. And God has said in Psalm 119:4, "Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently." So we have to be diligent, consistent in reading, studying, and meditating on the word of God. So I challenge you today to exercise the four D's: decision, determination, discipline, and diligence in your walk with Christ. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, and we hope that our program has helped you to grow in the knowledge and understanding of God's Word. And we'd like to invite you to support Wings of Love Women's Ministry so that we can continue to reach more people with the message of Jesus Christ and transform their lives for the glory of God. And you can learn more about Wings of Love Women's Ministry by going to our website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org. That's wingsoflovewomensministry.org. And your contribution will help us to continue to transform the lives of men and women through our radio teaching ministry, help women become victors rather than victims of domestic violence, also help women move forward and experience healing, restoration, and spiritual growth, knowing that through healing and restoration, the good work God has begun in them, He will complete. And when you make a financial contribution, you will receive my book, You Are God's Masterpiece, for free. So go to wingsoflovewomensministry.org. Thank you, and have a blessed week.